Hi, everybody. We're here again for another BBS program. And today is Saturday. This is our Lightship Healing Night, so we go to the Lightship. And it's Saturday the 21st, 2013. So this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll probably be going about half past on the hour here, approximately. And we got our 8-hour conference call tomorrow for physical body rejuvenation, getting rid of alien critters that are living inside of you. And they are energetic, but sometimes you actually feel them move as I release them. Oh, that's a little more of the sci-fi stuff. It makes sci-fi, become real as what's happening inside of me. So we'll see if our co-host is on here. And we'll turn it over to Kathy. So are you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes. Hello, everyone. And tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, as Ron said, on September 21st, 2013. This is Creation Lightship Healing, BBS Radio Station 2. And tonight we'll be treated to live healings on the Creation Lightship with Ron Amatron as our ambassador and guide through the various healing areas where different light beings tend to our physical well-being. Once we're aboard the Creation Light Ship, we can request one physical healing to the light beings. And the healings will only work while we're on this live show today, September 21st, 2013. However, if you're listening to this as an archive, you may feel some incredible peace, as well as learn about the amazing healers on the Creation Light Ship. Before we begin the program, Ron Amatron, our host, will activate the light being's face found on the Creation Lightship BBS radio page with peace energy from our source. Hello, Ron. So back over to you for the light being activation.
Okay, everybody. So bring up the light being and we'll activate the energy. So I'll just kind of watch it. And you may actually feel it physically change in front of your eyes here. Here we go. Oh, stronger, 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 and stronger. So, did anybody notice the eyes changing? Might move your head a little bit to the left and the right as you're watching the light beam, and if you notice, it's still probably going to be looking at you. Very interesting. So, back to you, Kathy.
Hi, Ron. Well, I notice the eyes all the time. I have a large 17-inch monitor on my bedroom, and so in the middle of the night, I see the eyes and the face, several of the faces, and out of everything I have in my house that has eyes, this light being's picture is the only one that doesn't startle me or, you know, cause me any kind of concern or, you know, it doesn't spook me at all like some of the other things do that have eyes. It just always seems to have this wonderful peace energy about it, whether you physically activate it or not. And I'm very glad to have it here. I'm very glad to have it. I have the light beam's face printed out, and I have it on sheets of paper here and there, and I have it on my cell phone as a wallpaper and saved as a background for my laptop desktop background. So it's everywhere. It just seems to resonate with my body. So I hope everyone enjoying that wonderful peace energy, because really, where else in this planet do you get the real peace energy from source energy? Who else is offering it? I don't know of anyone who is. So I really like to take the time to have this noticed and felt before we proceed, because it is very a rare and wonderful thing. And it's part of our program and part of our lives and part of what helps us heal. So, Ron, I did want to ask you if tonight, before we go to the Creation Light Ship, you'd be accepting any phone calls. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, that sounds great to me. You know, we could do a phone call or two, something that is related to the show. I like to have people call in who have had a healing on some area, you know, of whatever it would be, and have them describe what it's about to let everybody else know how they benefited by that. Or maybe they have a situation and they want to know what clearing used for that situation. That's what the phone calls, I think, would be probably the best as far as airtime on the show here to be able to help everybody out. So if you do have a clearing that you used and you love it and helped you out, call us up and tell us, you know, how we're before and what happened after the clearing. Or maybe you just say, gee, I have this problem, what do I do? What clearings are available? Then we can have everybody else help you out, too, by watching the fast chat. So back to you, Kathy.
That's good. I remember a few weeks ago we talked about people's situations, and there was that generated quite a few comments in the fast chat. Apparently there are, you know, people do have situations, and maybe they just need to be reminded that you're here to help them get through them. And so please do feel free to call, and the moderator in the BBS user-friendly fast chat will be posting the toll-free phone numbers for Station 2 tonight. And so in the meantime, Ron, we did get some questions from clsquestions@yahoo.com, which is open now to also receive more questions. And I see this person has a situation they wanted to address with you about them admitting to be in a condition that they describe as being lazy. And they didn't find any lazy clearings. And they're wondering if laziness is a state of mind that causes the body to be lazy, or if their body is somehow under attack and they're now lazy both physically and mentally. But they want to clear laziness and want to get over this feeling of being, you know, unable to move forward as from being self-empowered. Your suggestions?
That could be a big one. Let me think on that. I think I heard a beep there. So
I heard a call. Yeah, I heard a beeper. Hi, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Good evening. Hi. I was scrolling through the healings, like from A to Z, just so that I can, you know, get an idea of what's available, because there's a problem that I'm trying to work on. And I have no idea where to begin, but I've been having an ongoing, how would you say, not disagreement, but estrangement from somebody very close to me, and it just appeared out of the blue. So in any case, I'm going to choose from a bunch of clearings and see, you know, if I could, like, at least reestablish some communication with this person. But in the meantime, I came across something called the energetic people courting release. Can you explain to me what that's for? Because that struck a chord with me. I don't know if...
Yeah, and I even do that. Energetic courtings are on Tuesday nights at 5:30 my time, California time.
Okay, I'll write that down, Tuesday night.
Then we have the whole lifetime clearing. So what that does is if, well, in fact, here, I'll just do a sample. So let's this is for everybody, and we'll just assume that everybody here is, let's see, how do I do this here? I want to do four individual birthdays. We'll just, let's do that. That way everybody knows what the birthday is. So here we go. Let's pick your birthday at the age of 10, and we'll go up to the age of 40. And I think most people are probably in that age group, 40 or over, maybe. So here we go. Taking away some of the energetic cords on your birthday at the age of 10, releasing those, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now we'll do the age of 20, releasing those, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Age of 30, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And age of 40, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There. Oh, just to put you on the spot, did you feel any changes in your body?
Yeah, I felt some, you know, some kind of like more alertness, if that is a change, like, you know, more aware and like, you know, it's a jump in energy somewhat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's what
but
that's
that always, yes. That's
so
the supporting. Okay.
Energetic 40s take away your life force energy.
So this energetic people courting, exactly, it's about people who have courted themselves to you and are taking your energy away. Is that what that is?
Yes, that is it.
Exactly. Okay.
So,
okay, so that's
That clearing would be great if somebody feels kind of sluggish. Maybe even that courting might work great for what we talked about, where Kathy brought it up about the person being lazy, possibly. You know, and it's hard to say if it'd be a mental or a physical condition, but mental does work into the physical. So if you do that clearing, possibly you might feel better. No, I think you said that you're dealing with a physical person, and I'm probably assuming that maybe you're in a relationship with that person. I could be wrong, but well, you are in a relationship regardless because you're talking about them. So
yeah.
It doesn't have to be a partner or something. So what you could try to do is the 2,000 Year of Darkness clearing. That's a free clearing. Run that one a few times on them. That way that may take away some of the stuff that could be attaching to them over the last 2,000 years. The next thing is you might want to do, depending on how close you are to them, do a whole lifetime emotional clearing. Most people that I talk with, they get very reluctant because it may cost them some money to try to help somebody. It may, and you know, like a person that was, we'll say, in a divorce situation, and you know they don't like their past relationship with the person whatsoever. That's the last thing they ever want to do is spend money on them, oh, you know, because maybe they, you know, are already paying everything else out, or you know, just was an awful situation in the divorce stuff, and that's the last thing they want to ever do is give them more money. But that could actually help you. If you're having a situation, then sometimes that is one very good way to help them out. Another thing could be entities. The person is flipping back and forth on what they're doing. You know, maybe, and maybe you have some kind of agreement, and all of a sudden they change personalities. Maybe in the next day, and they don't want to do what they already agreed to or something, that would probably be entities.
Okay, so those are excellent. Thank you, Ron. I have a list of things that struck a chord with me when I was flipping through the clearings. Now, the emotional, that actually, yes, I was looking at the cost of that, and I was like, that's a bit much for someone that, you know, I'm not really... you know, related to, it's not a kid or a husband or a mother or a parent. You know, it's not somebody like that. I mean, it's somebody I'm close to, but not like, you know, $300 worth close. So I was thinking, because do you think that the time period, like maybe for the past 3 years, because I can do that, if I do this year, 2012 and maybe 2014, I don't know if it goes into the future, but do you think if I concentrate on the time that the disagreement started happening, do you think if I did emotional clearings for those particular years, would that help, you think, or do I have to do the entire 47 years of clearing?
I compounded.
Yeah, okay.
So when... the question, I guess, is will that help? I'd say it might help 10%.
10%, okay? Yeah.
10%. Only because, see, the person throughout their whole life has accumulated, like in a file folder, all this stuff that's coming forward now that you're dealing with, okay, whatever that would be. So by just clearing up the last few years, that's, you know, it's not going to clear away their background and the reason why they have it. So you're just scratching the surface. But, yeah, it could help a little bit, but I would not really recommend doing that because, you know, you're not getting everything out. So that's
okay,
how.
But even with the other two that I was looking at, because we're maybe looking at, because the other things that I was looking at,
you know,
like fear and guilt,
you can... I have a
half-price
special. Mm. If you did a whole lifetime for yourself, then you get the next one for half price.
Okay. Well, I've done the whole lifetime for myself already. Okay.
For half price,
okay.
And do it that way. You know, unless you want to use it for something else. But the whole thing is that if the person's in your life and they're bothering you, then living on an emotional planet here, you know, to do that for them, and your life might completely change because they could be courting you with all this stuff. And then, you know, like I said, the 2,000-year barcode is very good to do.
Okay.
But remember, if the person's in your life and you're dealing with them on some issue or past relationship, then cleaning out that emotional stuff, it could also, once that emotional energy is released, it may also, as a benefit, a side benefit, release energetic cords from you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Thank you so much. Someone else wants
about
to.
Them. Right away, you got energetic cords. Get rid of the emotion, and more than likely, some of those cords that are nagging both of you could be released because all of a sudden, it's like been there, done that, and you don't talk about it or think about it anymore.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You,
someone
Paula.
Else would like to talk to you. Thank you so much.
And
have
as
a good
Ron
night,
said,
everyone.
You're qualified for the half-off special for the whole life clearing. So thank
so
you.
So I should
calling.
Email about that. Is that correct?
Yes, please do.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thanks.
And now we'll take our next call. Hello, caller. Do you have a question for Ron? Go ahead, please.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron. Yes, I have a testimonial, which is what Ron was requesting. And hi. Yes, I have had relatives, and I didn't know where I stood with them, and they weren't talking to me. And it was sort of conflicting with me. So I was at the dental office, and they checked my blood pressure and before doing some dental work, and it was 133 over 108. And they said I needed to relax, so I went into my heart area. And I was thinking about them, and I thought it wasn't bothering me, but it was. And then I went into my heart spirit, and it dropped down to 120 over 77, which is a very big drop from 108 to 77. So then I stopped thinking about them. I saw it was making me upset, and I didn't realize it. But then I did the emotional clearing and also dark side mind and few clearings. And then when I did, I was wondering, they weren't talking. I didn't know where they stood. But then I found out that the husband was definitely not interested in talking to me. He was a controller. And then the wife, she was sort of being controlled by him and the daughters. And they weren't interested either because they were sort of mesmerized into this mind control stuff that he was doing to them. So I was able to drop that and clear and find closure on the matter. But the way I did that, too, is I was on Word program, and I did spiritual handwriting. And what I did is, do they want to talk to me about this? And then I saw, no, they don't. They're not interested. Are that? No, they're not interested in anything. And then the Spirit just seemed to show me and have these blocks that they had that they weren't interested in talking about anything or friendship or resolution. So I just dropped the whole thing, and I got termination from the matter. And I feel that I was able to let go of that because I understood that there was no interest there.
Wow. You made a great self-discovery, it sounds like, Larry.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I couldn't have found out otherwise. If they're not talking, you don't know what's wrong, and you know, you have to have some information somewhere. So I received it from that, and it worked out just fine.
Yeah, and so now you feel more inner peace?
Oh, yeah, I dropped the whole thing, and I'm just very peaceful, and I'm in my heart area. I'm not in the struggle of what's going on, what's happening. I just dropped the whole thing, and I'm just very peaceful now.
Yeah, that's real good. You know that old saying, just like walk away, Renee, or don't worry about what people are thinking of you. probably the best way to look at it, you know, to just live your own life and not to have people connect to you energetically. So what probably happened was when you were out of your heart and you're getting worried and thinking about them, getting upset, anxious or whatever that would be there, you're actually courting them. They probably knew that on some energetic level, and they probably didn't like it, and then you felt rejection from them as that energetic cord that, you know, was being put out because you're thinking of them. Remember, when you think of somebody, they're right in your room with you. They're beside you. So, you know, if you're having a meal and you think of somebody, they're going to be right there at the dinner table with you. You have bad thoughts, but what are they going to be doing to you? Are they going to be putting out bad thoughts to you as you're giving them bad thoughts, possibly? So we don't know what happens in the invisible, but we are connected energetically. So, you know, basically, you know, whether, you know, they like what you're doing or not like what you're doing or what you think they're doing wrong or anything else like that, just I would just drop it and walk away from it, and that way everybody's in peace. And, you know, I was talking to somebody a long time ago. They said, you know, Ron, I have a problem with police officers or policemen or something. And I go, whoa, that's strange. Okay. He goes, yeah, whenever I start thinking about them when I'm driving my car, sure enough, I start seeing one following me all the time. And he says, and they pull me over because I'm so nervous now because I was thinking that I don't want to have a policeman following me, that they're right on my tail now. And, of course, I'm nervous. I'm going to be doing something wrong within maybe a mile or two in the city, and they pull me over. Say, what do I do about that? I go, well, just stop thinking about the police person. What do you have attached to a policeman that is going to make you bring them into your life? You know? Mm-hmm. And then they had to think about that one. So, you know, it could be even a past life thing, you know? Or maybe they have entities or timelines, but that was a long time ago. But that's kind of what it was. And the person goes, yeah, you know, I don't know why I get nervous when I get in my car, and, you know, just let it go. And I talk to them maybe like 6 months afterwards. They go, yeah, Ron, that was you're right. You know, I don't think about policemen pulling me over anymore or seeing policemen because they don't follow me now because they don't think about it. So that's kind of what we're looking at here is, you know, what these people think of you or whatever else is just what they want to do. They have the free choice to do that. So just live your own life and don't worry about acceptance or approval or whatever that, you know, main thing is in your life with these people. You know, just let them go. You know, find somebody else to enjoy life with because you are in a relationship with them. Even if they not realize that because you're bringing them into your life. That's kind of how I see it, you know.
That sounds real good.
You know,
real,
if I have to go out and I go to my conferences and start talking, here there's people, at least at first when I was doing things, I had maybe out of, say, 50 people in the room, I might lose 10 people. Well, I didn't care. Let them walk out, you know, because I'm taking them out of their safety box, and they may not believe what I'm talking about because they don't have that information. And remember, they're just where they are. And now, normally, all my lectures and things that I have is standing room only when I go to the expo. So, so I don't worry about what I'm doing. In fact, whenever I start my talks, I really don't know what I'm going to be talking about. I have to read the brochure to see what we put in there months earlier. And then, you know, I kind of gear it to what the people in the room need to know, you know. But so for me, everything is brand new. And that's the way, you know, it's all in the moment. So that's the way I would say, Larry, just to run your life that way. Don't worry about what's going to happen to you, you know, about situations or things. Because, it's going to be creating a timeline that you're going to be on with these people. And you definitely don't want to do that.
No, absolutely not.
Nope, because your thoughts will start creating a timeline. By all means, just feel that you're wanted and that you love yourself. And it doesn't matter if they like you or don't like you or whatever else, just let it go. And that's about all that anybody could do in life. Start worrying about how you're going to be accepted. Like if I said, if I went to an expo and started talking and I was worrying about people not knowing what I'm talking about, I'm there to give information out. It doesn't matter if I have one person or 1,000. It makes no difference to me because I'm there to help people out, to get them out of their situation that they're in on this prison planet. And that's basically it. You know, I'm like very focused on what I'm doing, and that's it. You know, everything has to flow when you're in the moment. So that's about all I can say, Larry. Just don't allow them to affect your life to try to, you know, tell you if you're doing a right thing or a bad thing or whatever. Walk away, Renee, and live your own life. Do you have any ideas to help him out, Kathy, if he needs any more assistance
You said pretty much it all, Ron. Yes, walk away, Renee, and all. But I was also thinking that, Larry, perhaps that those of us who listen to Creation Light Tube Healing are a little bit more on the sensitive and aware side. And so those sorts of things with other people can sort of get to us now and then, especially if we're around them. And so I'd like to think that that part of us that's so sensitive and aware is what led us to find Creation Light Chip in the first place. And that because we did find Creation Light Chip and we do these healings and clearings, we are different than other people. And they're never going to get that. But we can be glad that we are the way we are, because it led us to this place here with Creation Lightship, and we have, you know, the way out. We have more going for us that way. So if that would give you any comfort at all, to know that, you know, the difference, that's what made the difference.
Okay, yes, I will think about that. That's a good point.
Okay, and I thank Ron for his point, too. Okay?
The what?
If you check out the fast chat, since you're on it, most of the people who are on there are pretty much dead on with what they talk about, okay? And they're all there to add support to other people. And sometimes they have great ideas, like when I ask for what type of clearing somebody could have, because I may not have it at hand instantly. That they may come through and offer something. So they're all there to help people. That's what's so nice about having the fast chat, that people are trying to help other people out there. And that's what makes this probably much different than anything else, because you know that just one clearing could change your life. And so that's why I'm trying to ask now for people to call in, like what you did on a testimonial and different things, is to have the people share where they were and where they are with the clearing and how it helped them.
Well, if I can say this, Ron, I've had great awakenings, too. This is one thing I've done 3 days from now. Today is Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. On Tuesday at 2 o'clock p.m., I can do some clearings, and I can spearhead this for 2 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday. And at that time, when that comes up, and I can do two or three clearings, I'll have a great awakening at 2 p.m. because I'm spearheading the healings for that time. It all congeals at 2 o'clock p.m., and then I have a great awakening at that time. I have great awareness about myself because of that clearing also. And a couple of clearings
great.
That spearhead at that point that awaken me to certain things.
Yeah, that's good, yeah. And I'd like to say also to the people listening is if you had a clearing and you didn't feel anything, you could even call in for that. We could maybe see what's going on also. Maybe you need some other clearing to have it work. But, yeah, you know, so, yeah, if you did have something and it just didn't seem to work for you, then we can see what's blocking you from having a clearing, you know, on a particular situation. So either way is great. Well, thank you, Larry, for calling.
And some people on the fast chat are saying, I'm different, and I'm okay with it. I'm glad I'm different.
Uh-huh.
because
okay,
now
thanks,
they've got
Kathy,
the clearing.
That's very good.
Okay, thanks for calling, Larry. And Ron, just wanted to mention that in a minute or two, we're planning to go to the Creation Lightship, as you indicated. But before that, I'd like to just address some of these comments that have been being put down in the fast chat in relation to what we were starting to talk about, which was people feeling that, or this person feeling that they were lazy and wondering if it was a physical or mental condition. So some pretty interesting responses from two listeners who I know have been listening to you for a long time, Marcy and Janice. They were saying that the condition of laziness could be the slime coat on us, like you removed the other night on the radio. It was like not a slime coat, but it was that cocoon, kind of a gray matter clearing that you were found on the skin that you did Wednesday night that you cleared. And then Marcy's saying some of us felt so much better, less lethargic after you did that. And then Janice is agreeing she did too. So there might be something to that. Thank you very much for those comments, Janice and Marcy. You kind of like maybe gave this person a clue as to where they could start with feeling more themselves again and getting that laziness shaken off. Any comments on that, Ron?
Yeah, very interesting. So I'll mm-hmm. look into that some more to see what we could do with that. I don't know. Wait. Okay. So thank you
yeah,
for commenting.
Okay, well.
Let's yeah. go to the light ship before we end out of time here. So here we go. And I have somebody sending me a message here that laziness could be stolen parts, attacks, from the Beyondo, you know. That could be that, too. Boy, that goes pretty deep. So anyway, geez, I don't want to laugh about that one. I'll use the word nuts. So here we go. Go to the light ship, everybody. And here we go. Bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, and plants. I'll count to five when we go there. So you can request one healing. Go into many rooms. We'll get the first six people who would like to request something, a different room. And then we'll see what else we have, and we'll come back. So here we go, everybody, going up. One, two, three, four, and five. For right now, you're completely out of time. Know where you are, but you're out of time. Notice that, because everything around you will look a little different. And the reason why it's looking different, because there's no more energy needed from these, because you're not on or living on, it's a little tricky. You're not ingrained and immersed in a timeline, because you're in source energy viewing a timeline. And naturally, because you're viewing a timeline and the events on it, it cannot connect to you. So here we go. Let's go to the first room here. And let's go into a room that has, I want to go to where the little beavers are. Here we go. The beavers are coming. So one, two, three, four, and five. Request your healing. And we got the rainforest room. That's a nice one. So here we go into this room and, again, request your one healing. So here comes the rainforest energy. We're stronger to bring it in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We have many waterfalls in the light ship that you can go underneath. I'll go into the pink water one right now. This will be very calming, very peaceful. They're all probably pretty much the same, but the pink one is maybe a little more conducive to the body energy. So here we go. A waterfall energy, pink water. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Got a request for elephants. So here we go. the elephants. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and I'm seeing tadpoles. That'll be neat. Well, tadpoles, so here we go. In the water comes the tadpoles. So stronger, 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 and stronger. At the request for deers, so go into the deer room. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's see here. I have something for sinuses here from Marcy. So we're going to one of the oxygen rooms here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're in all these rooms at the same time. So when they'll mention another room, we're still in the other ones that I mentioned. And monkeys, here we go. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And the floating magnets for pain relief. So here we go. Have any pain in your body right now? Just kind of maybe you could put your hand in that area. Maybe you have a couple of vertebrae out, or maybe you banged your shoulder or something. Kind of put one of your hands there if you can do that. And here comes a floating magnet. You're also talking to the light beings, communicating with them some way on the light ship. But some people like to feel a little more active down here than rather just sitting around and listening to what I'm saying. So they want to do something to become more, working with the energy. So you got a sore shoulder, then kind of put your hand on it and move it up and down a little bit. Here we go. So 1, floating magnets are coming to help you. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And a little bit more here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we went to the beavers already, so let's go into the lion room. So here we go. I guess lions and lionesses, so on to both rooms here. So here they come. And more, normally, when they are a physical being like this, there's 3 of them. So we got 6 lions now. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll go into a couple more rooms here. We get a request here. We'll do that here. I'll find one here. Let's go into the room that has the, we'll go to the penthouse. The penthouse is where you can see stars, kind of relax, have your margarita, watching the stars. No, I'm just kidding here. But it's very peaceful. So it's on the top of the light ship. You can see things all around, and you're in the planet of light, so you can actually see light energies out there. I like what we have here. So here we go. Here comes these energies and request healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to the golden light energy room. So here comes this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have somebody wanting to go into the food court. Boy, we do another birthday party here. So if you have a birthday this month, then we'll do it a second time here. So here we go. Or take an ice cream or whatever you want, or maybe you want to get some soup or something that's very nutritious. It's all going to be nutritious anyway. But here we go. Oh, food is coming to you here, just little small portions, and it's going into your body right now. It'll give you what you need. Body's missing. So here we go, coming into you, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I want to go into one more room before we come back. This is the room that works with our lymphatic system here. And here we go, working with that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's do thyroid. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll just let you stay in the rooms for about a minute here before we come back. The frogs want to join us here. So here comes the frog. These are ones that are in the water. So swimming around, doing the frog stroke, I guess, or whatever. So here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and and 5. And actually, turtles kind of go with frogs, so we'll bring the turtles in. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So we'll come back from the light ship now. We're getting our animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants coming with us right now, coming back down. I'll count from 5 to 1. Just do it slowly so you can actually feel yourself become more conscious here. You're going from being out of time into time on a timeline. So here we go. Coming down, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okie dokie. So, that's back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, I feel really, really peaceful right now. Really enjoyed that, even though I can't see anything. Like, some people can. Some people do describe on the fast chat what they see and feel. I always hear my voice is much different when we come back. At least it sounds different to me. And that's because I know that my etheric body was there enjoying the penthouse visit and the orange energy and the trip to the food court again for another birthday party and all the wonderful light being creatures that come to our aid and try to assist us. And so it's always so nice to have this on a regular basis, Ron, Saturday night, so that those of us who, you know, we have, you know, when we get over 20 years old, we start to get little aches and pains here and there, and we can bring them to the Creation Light Ship on this night and have them look at them. That's what this is about. It's about healing on a very energetic level where the healing starts. And they do look at us, and people report healing and meeting the light beings, getting their bodies scanned, as is described on the homepage of creationlightship.com, and starting to get that relationship going with the light beings where they can look at us with our permission and direction. So it's a very, very special experience, and I really appreciate, like I'm sure everyone else does, the extra rooms we went to and the visits with the frogs and the turtles and the little creatures we don't normally see. Michaela's saying that the pink waterfall was amazing. Yeah, I bet. How often do you see a pink waterfall? So thanks for sharing these comments, everyone. The lions, RD says, the lions and the golden light, and someone said, you were, the thyroid was absolutely perfect for them, and so much fun playing with the lions, the person who requested it. Wow, playing with lions. You can't do that too many places at all. So
I was just thinking, I just got some information sent to me, and it's very, very true. The person was saying that very possibly it's an alien attack being lazy, and they're numbing out your consciousness. And so what would you do about that as far as a clearing? So if you do feel lazy, very possibly I would get on and do the satellite free clearing and also the other free one, which is the head connectors. And if those help you out a lot, then you may want to do that. I think we have a mind control bundle of some sort, I believe.
The mind matrix.
Yeah, the mind matrix bundle, yeah, because you're probably being hit a lot with mind energy, not knowing it, and you're not really lazy. Maybe you just can't get out of your own way, and, you know, it could be like you get so tired that you can't lift a crumb because you don't have enough energy to do that. So you may think that you're lazy, but it's really energetic alien attack being perpetrated on you. You might look at that aspect, that it's not you, but something is doing it to you. And, you know, there are tools on the website to help you, at least do those two free clearings. And it could even be nanotechnology. Maybe you got your nanotechnology stuff, you know, hitting you, automatically now. So you may want to do that clearing. So that's what I would suggest doing, is at least do the two free ones, see how you feel. And from there, maybe try the nano clearing. The first part of it, I think just type in nano, it'll come up. I think it has global in it, I believe. But almost everything that you're dealing with, if you are feeling a little strange, Yeah, nano detox clearing. You are feeling a little strange in that you don't have enough motivation one day, and you can't figure out why. Well, you may not even be smart enough to figure out why. They might take that out of your consciousness to even have you relate to what's happening. So you may want to just go on and do the clearing if you can. What you could even do is put up, if you do have a problem, just write it on a piece of paper. So when you get up, you can look at it and say, oh, I got to do this clearing today. If you try to rely on your mind to help you out, they might be taking your mind over, and you won't even have a clue. So that's what I would suggest doing. Is to write something on a piece of paper. When you do have a higher consciousness and you're functional, we'll say, because what it's looking like, it's maybe you're dysfunctional versus functional, okay? So when you're more functional, put some notes by your front door or bedroom door or something or whatever and say, do this clearing. You look at it and go, oh, yeah, I feel really tired today. I got to do this clearing because it helped me last time. But without having a little post-it up or a note, you probably would not even think about it. They don't want you to do that. So that's what I would suggest doing. But at least do those two clearings. And, do it long enough to give you some benefit. But there's no shortcuts to this stuff, unfortunately. I have some people who like to find a shortcut. I don't think too many people do that, but I do have people ask me, well, can I just do it for a few minutes? Is that going to help me? Because I have a really busy day. Well, you may want to take a half an hour and include that into your busy day to help yourself out, whereas doing it for 2 minutes may not help you whatsoever. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, it's interesting about this laziness condition. So many people on the archives in the past program have mentioned how the clearings give them energy. This one did, and also the intensives, how they went on the Sunday intensive and ended up, thought they were going to, relax that day, but ended up doing a lot of house cleaning and running around and just remembered all these things they wanted to do and felt creative too, and how they were so inspired during the 8-hour intensives. So I do want to mention that most clearings will give some energy, and then the ones that Ron mentioned, as well as there's an affirmation that we say, well, it's not really an affirmation, but it's sort of a, something we can say to ourselves to increase our life force energy, and that's, I now increase my life force energy. And we can say that repeatedly after we measure where our energy is, and then it will help to bring the life force energy back when you really can't find the energy to get up and use the computer or you're not near a computer. So I know I say that frequently, and I do end up getting quite a lot done, and I'm very I have a big agenda on my days, and it seems to help me to say that, whereas before, I really would never expect to get this much done that I'm doing, and the clearings have helped me too. So some good suggestions there, and also a longtime listener, Janice, is mentioning that she used the orb clearing that helped her that way with feeling like she couldn't do anything, and then she got some energy after that. So thank you very much, everyone, and people are reporting the delicious things that they got to eat on the Creation Light Ship. Some comments coming in. Marcy's sinuses feel better, and Manny was given honey on the Creation Light Ship. Wow, how nice. So, Ron, if we could, if we're finished with the lazy topic, that laziness topic, unless anyone else has any comments, we do have some things to address in the Yahoo email, clsquestions@yahoo.com, that have been sitting here for you for a little bit. So I'll just read them quickly because we're down to the last 6 minutes. One is from a listener who says, Ron, for the second year in a row, I have a cricket in the house who eats some of the nasties for me. She sees them and positions herself where I see them. sometimes comes right up to an inch of my foot. Then another cricket last year would come out of her house when I called to her. She just wanted to share that with you. Interesting, huh?
Yeah, how sweet. How sweet, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great, yeah. Boy, how very nice. The I'm just curious. We've been doing a lot of timeline crashes for the oil energy under the ground here. So just curious if anybody has felt a change by getting rid of a lot of the aliens that are living in the oil. So I'll just throw that out there. Anyway, and then we have a question also about the soldiers. Eight U.S. soldiers disappear, flying machine 5,000 years ago in Afghanistan in a cave. I don't have really any intel on that, but I'm kind of curious, so maybe I'll see if I can find something on that or look at it if I possibly can. See if they want me to see something there. I don't know. Normally I can go there, but I just don't know what that's going to look like. But anyway, that's quite interesting. If it's a negative, I'll probably be involved more with battling these things. But let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. That'll get you really centered here. And so if you haven't done it before, if you're a newbie, then all you do is command your spirit out loud. Must be out loud, otherwise you're in the mind energy, and we know what that's like. So command your spirit out loud to take your thoughts inside of your head, unless you have them somewhere else, but normally they're inside of our head, and you drop it into your heart. So here we go. So dropping down. So here we go. 10, 9, 8. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel pretty good. And feel peaceful. When you're in your heart center with your spirit, in light, okay, there's no communication whatsoever. Everything stops because you're out of time. Not going to hear anything from your spirit, but you may have to, like, take your little toe to go back into darkness to get some kind of communication going. You may be able to have something that way, but when you are in your heart, your spirit cannot judge anything, which just means that if it can't judge you, then there's no communication. Well, that's the whole process, is that when you're in your heart, in the moment, in the now, no judgment, and that's kind of what happens. So you're not going to have anything coming to you. So you know when, I'm partly sideways here, but people who listen to channelers and they tell you all this information, sounds like they're coming from the emotional heart energy, which is what they're doing, and they tell you all this stuff. You know that it can't be of light because light doesn't judge. So, the ideal channeler would be come to my place and you sit there and they just say nothing. Because you're in peace. So here we go. So back to you, Kathy.
Let me just check the fast chat really quick. Some people are thanking you and the callers today for calling in. And also they're thanking you for the healings. And also there's one more question here from someone who had a dream about his father after he did the lifetime emotional clearing on his father, and he did the spirit barcode removal for his father, who then passed away. Then a few weeks later had this brief dream with his father and himself, and asked his father how he could be alive. He had already passed away. So, just kind of paraphrasing here, the question is, when the spirit barcode removal was performed on his father, did it eliminate the emotional body? Otherwise, how is it that his father was there with him in the dream?
Well, I would think that if he did the clearing, those energies probably left very shortly after the clearing. So it would be over a couple of weeks. Then, first of all, the spirit's not going to be here. It's gone. The emotional body, well, the spirit will stick around a little bit. We'll say maybe a week or two. But after that, it's out of here. The emotional body might also hang around a little bit, but that thing should be out of here instantly. You may have had a situation to where maybe the dark side was bringing forth some of the thoughts from memories and maybe contaminating you, maybe thinking that you were in communication. So that's kind of how I would look at that, I think. So let's just bring in some more peace. I got to straight up on the hour, so it looks like our show is over. So everybody, just to do the mind to heart drop again to be peaceful. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you probably tomorrow, I hope, on our 8-hour conference call. And you can also do that absentee if you like. And back to you, Kathy.
Okay, yes, as Ron said, the intensive starts tomorrow at 10 o'clock Pacific time. And he always activates a lot of water, so have some ready. And then it will be for 8 hours, and you can be in and out if you'd like and call in first or send Ron an email if you're not going to be able to attend. And thank you, callers. Thank you, Ron, for all the divine healings and the wonderful trip to the Creation Lightship. We'll see you on Monday, VBS Radio at 4 o'clock p.m., Station 1. That's 4 o'clock Pacific time. Good night, everyone. Thank you, Ron.
Bye.